Ciao! Anthony here, your fellow Italian student from The Italian Mind. Would you like to practice your Italian but don't want to sign up for a course? Join The Italian Mind's weekly Italian practice chat Zoom call. You can practice your Italian no matter your speaking ability. If you don't have the confidence to speak, you can join and simply listen. Every week, we record our practice chats so you can listen as many times as you like to learn from Francesca and build your confidence speaking Italian. Your first Italian Mind practice chat Zoom call is free. If you love it, you can purchase passes in bundles or weekly singles. As your Italian progresses, you will move up to join others at your speaking level, so every week is an Italian speaking step forward. Sign up for your free week at theitalianmind.com. Ci vediamo! Welcome back to the Italian Mind podcast. And now we're on to one of my favorite sections of each podcast, which is our vocabulary section. And we have two vocabulary words today. And the first one is to juggle. Mm-hmm. And so, Francesca, I know, so I very often look these words up and then we talk through them. And this is, it turned out to be quite an interesting topic, actually, because and Francesca's going to explain why. But in the workbook, I have fare il giocoliere. So Francesca's going to explain a little bit more about this in a little bit of the nuance.
Yes. So fare il giocoliere. So actually, you have to correct also the ending. means to be a juggler. So like as a job. To juggle is a verb, so we can say giocolare. Giocolare is the verb that you can use to say to juggle. So sometimes in Italian we pick up verbs that we don't have from other languages, especially English, and we make up a new word because the language always change. For example, to chat at the computer, of course, since all the vocabulary about computer is English vocabulary, we took that verb to chat and we made it in Italian, that is chattare. Giocolare is a little bit different because we don't have the J. We use the normal G, but yeah, we say giocolare as verb. Fare il giocoliere means to be a juggler.
Perfect. And so with chattare, which is to chat, there is another word in Italian that I know that, like, if you're at the cafe just chit-chatting or talking, it's called, I think it's pronounced chiacchiere. And does that just
chiacchierare? Chiacchierare.
Chiacchierare. And that is just like to chit-chat, right? To just have a small, polite conversation, but just chit-chat a bit. Chiacchierare. Mm-hmm. Also one of my favorite words, along with colazione. I think it just sounds amazing. It's very Italian to me. Just like allora. Chiacchierare.
Chiacchierare.
Chiacchierare. See, I'm not even saying it right. Chiacchierare. And then passeggiata. That's another word we're not going to cover today, but those are some of my favorite words. Passeggiata. I'm going to say it again. Chiacchierare. Mm-hmm. Perfetto, colazione, and allora. Those are some of my favorite words in Italian. I don't know why, but they just sound so magical to me, and they put me in a good place. And then the other word that we're covering today from, we're only covering two today because of a little bit more of an in-depth description, but to laugh. Just like in English, there's lots of ways to say something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to giggle, to belly laugh, all kinds of things. But the last episode we covered it and we said, ridere, to laugh. And I have for this episode, divertirsi. And there's a little bit of a difference. And let me point this out before Francesca describes, is I looked this up using just online resources only. And sometimes that's amazing and it works great. But sometimes it's, I'm not going to say wrong, but a tiny bit misleading where it's not exactly right or it's a little bit off. So very often it's good to, if you look stuff up online, to have a resource that you can rely on that you know is consistent. But also, it's very important, I think, to have a pocket dictionary or at least a dictionary of Italian and English for beginners, because it does have what I would say consistent and thorough definitions that place the content in the right place. Because in this case, I think I'm a little wrong, right? Divertirsi isn't quite to laugh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Divertirsi means to have fun.
Yeah. And it's reflexive, which we'll get to.
It's reflexive. Yeah. Yeah. We will see that. But yes, it's another kind of verb. Means to have fun. Instead of ridere, to laugh, it's okay.
Yeah. Which is perfect. And the reason we did this is to point out that there are some nuances and some subtleties, and the magic of not just Italian, but any language, I think, is in the proper use of these nuanced words, like something we didn't actually cover in this episode per se, but chiacchierare, which, you know, to chit-chat, or to chat, chattare, which means to chat at the computer, which is, in English, a different way to say that would be instant message or something like that. But that's chattare, which is wonderful. And I think another thing to point out, if I may, is in Italian, they'll, like you just described, Francesca, they would take that word chat and make it chattare. But in French, they would make a brand new French word specific for that word, where they have what I would call more linguistic ownership of every word. I think French has, some of the most vocabulary of any language out there. I'm not a linguistic expert by any means, but I'm saying that the French generally, if they take a word in, which is not often, they'll truly make it their own by ripping it apart and creating a new word for that, as opposed to the Italians who just use chattare.
Yeah, because it's more immediate. Because you can say in Italian, scrivere al computer, but it's too long.
Right.
So we like to make things easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I do have just a question about the use of the dialect. Is the dialect, so everywhere, generally speaking, because of standard Italian, people would know how to say ridere, but if, I guess my question about dialect is, how far off are basic words like that? Like, people don't really understand the differences in dialect very often. And I don't either, because it's, you don't know it until you hear it kind of thing. How off or how different is the dialect, say, of body? If like, how many different ways do you say something to laugh? Is it all similar, or is there a completely different word?
So yeah, usually I don't know specifically for this verb. I don't remember. But yes, some words are completely different.
Yeah.
Completely new word. Because I think that our dialect has the influence of the Greek, the Arabs. So completely different.
Completely different.
from the Italian. From the standard Italian.
Which is also magical. And I do love it. And you can notice, even when you're in Italy, the way that the influence of pronunciation is a little bit different. And the one I will point out, and we can talk to Elena about this, but for Coca-Cola in Tuscany and in Florence, it's more of an H sound.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beautiful part too of the Italian language, is the nuances and the dialect of standard Italian, where it's the same, but it's slightly different because it has been regionalized, I guess. In English, I guess you could say Southern versus Northern dialect, or New York, which is a little bit more fast paced and it's got that particular sound. Same is true in Italian, which I love. But in conclusion, we are excited because we have so many more wonderful episodes to go, all this great content, and step-by-step lessons are in the course. And then, of course, you can find anything and everything about us at theitalianmind.com. So, Francesca, it has been an absolute joy, and I'm looking forward to our next episode. And, of course, I'm not prepared, so let me just pull it up. I apologize. I don't know why I do that to myself, Francesca, but I do every week, don't I? So, oops, where did it go? Nope. Here we go. Ah, okay. So for next week, we are excited. It is a review episode of everything we have learned the last three episodes. So we'll be reviewing the verbs essere and avere, sentence structure, affirmative, negative, agreement, gender, and number, personal pronouns, and adjectives of nationalities. The reason that's important is the building blocks for our next section, which are basic questions or domande semplici. So we have lots of great content. Please stick with us. Listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast, and we're looking forward to having you join us in the next episode. Ciao, Francesca.
Ciao, ci vediamo.
Ci vediamo.